Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Oh, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap Show. Take two here today. Technology wasn't with us. It's all right. Ohio State wasn't with it on Saturday. I deserve this. I deserve to start the show over, so it's my fault, okay? Now, I also deserve to go back to the well at mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000 because, well, I lost $5,000 on that game. Not great. Again, we'll start off with the game of the weekend here. Ohio State at Michigan lived up to the hype. Ohio State lost again. Question is, should Ryan Day be fired? Everybody was asking that on social media immediately after the game was over. Maurice Claret, who is everybody's favorite at Ohio State, went on social media and said, look, I'm not involved with the alumni as much as everybody else is. I don't have to kiss the ring and do everything else. But in my opinion, you can't lose three straight to Michigan, get paid $9 million a year, and keep your job.
I agree.
No.
I think he should be fired. But not just because he's losing to Michigan, but because he's a bad coach. He's a really good offensive coordinator, but as a manager over the team, he's proven himself to not be good at that, right? Now, Bob, you are going to make some point about Kirby Smart.
Kirby Smart started his career at Georgia and took over So they say Ryan Day was born on third base. I'd say Kirby Smart was kind of on second base.
Oh, Georgia dude.
Georgia was not in shambles.
In shambles, but they were nowhere close to on the national stage what Ohio State was as a program. When Ryan Day took over, who were the quarterbacks in the waiting in the wings? Joe Burrow, Dwayne Haskins. Fuck off, dude. C.J. Stroud. They were all on that team. Justin Fields were all on that team at the time. Georgia had nothing approaching that.
Well, Georgia still gets recruits. Ohio State, like, if you're one of these big-time blue blood programs, you're going to have guys.
Georgia hasn't been relevant in the national championship conversation since 1980.
No, they were. They basically lost the national championship game in 2012 because whoever won that game at the SEC championship game was going to butt fuck Notre Dame.
You can. Okay, I'll admit that then.
Yeah,
that was 12 years ago, and then before that, it was 1980.
Yeah,
when they actually won it.
It was a long time.
Kirby,
they were always relevant with Rick.
Yeah. I don't know that I would call Georgia a fucking blue blood, even.
It's not.
Like, how competitive for how long do you have to be? Like, Penn State's not a blue blood either. I wouldn't say that.
No, Georgia's right that tier below blue blood.
They're Penn State.
Yeah.
They're Notre Dame, right?
Notre Dame's a blue blood. Way more relevant than Penn State.
Well, now.
No, even then. Yeah.
Within the last 3 years.
Growing up a Penn State fan, and they had that one natty that they kind of claimed because that's what you did back then.
They had an AP natty.
Same with Michigan. Yeah. Michigan's last national championship.
It's a voter natty, yeah.
Well, it was split in half from 1997.
And it was fucking Kerry Collins.
The last pre-BCS.
But Ryan Day for real was born on third. Now, you can make all these excuses about Michigan cheating, and, you know, fair enough. Maybe they even cheated this game. We don't know, right? Seems unlikely.
Yeah, seems unlikely.
I mean, they just got outplayed, but it's like,
you're a field goal away from a natty last year.
Yeah.
Because you would have run TCU.
You're one player away. Injury away from. If Marvin Harrison doesn't get knocked out, that's it.
Honestly, though, fuck even that. The worst coaching decision I've ever seen Ryan Day made had nothing to do with Michigan. It was settling for a 48-yard field goal.
50-yard field goal. Here's the thing, though. To Dan's point, he did the same thing in the game on Saturday. I don't understand. Like, there was 40 seconds left. You could have gone in closer for that, or at least attempted it. He didn't. He left a kicker. You should never leave a college kicker to kick a 50-yard
field
goal.
There's two sides of this story, too, because there isn't a coach waiting to take that Ohio State job that it's going to do any better than he is.
That's kind of my whole point. Is like,
me too.
Who's available right now? Mm. A&M just
there's one guy.
Settled for
well,
Elko.
John Gruden.
Nope.
Apparently, because John Gruden's being rumored for the fucking some Illinois job or some bullshit or what the fuck was
what?
It? So he's being rumored for some
that
college
been a
job in the Mid-East.
People are
no.
starting to like post memes about
Northwestern.
It was a dark, like, I heard rumors a dark horse candidate for this job, and it was a Big Ten school, and it was John Gruden. Now, I don't think there's any chance he goes to college. Why the fuck would he, right?
Go back.
He's going to sue the NFL and make $80 million and then probably go back to broadcast.
Well, they're already in that lawsuit, so mm-hmm. I don't think he can coach until that's settled.
Not in the NFL.
Unless it was college,
yeah.
Yes. So with Ryan Day, we've talked about this on the show in the past, and I mean, literally, like, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, where who do you get? In my opinion,
It was the Indiana Hoosiers.
Oh,
football
perfect.
Team.
They just fired their coach.
Yep.
He's definitely not going there. But
the COVID.
How
sweetheart.
Funny would it be though?
It'd be hilarious. It'd be awesome. It would make Indiana relevant overnight.
Just like bring Jing Hapman in as his fucking assistant or something.
Why not?
You know?
Why not? But as far as Ryan Day is concerned, there's only one guy out there. So if Urban wants to come back and he walks into the if he walks in and says I want the job, I can promise you, Dan and I can promise you.
Oh yeah, he'll take it.
They would give it to him right then and there.
Because it seems like it looks like Tressel's taking over his AD as well.
You offer
it should.
Ryan Day a demotion.
Not that, but I think you keep Hartline. If you were going to do this, and again, this is a wild hypothetical here, you keep Hartline on as OC, let him do his job. Urban's a great CEO. He never called the plays, whereas Ryan Day is calling every play on offense. And that was confirmed by Hartline. I asked him point blank. I also asked Urban if he wanted to come back. And I said, hey, there's a lot of us who would love you back. And he goes, I hear that a lot.
And he's like, my heart.
He just gave a wry smile, did a shot of whiskey with us, and said, I hear that a lot, with a big smile on his face. Would he want to do it? Yes. Is he young enough to do it? Yes. Is that a question that the boosters will bring up in the university? Probably. But if you can't get Urban, you do not fire Ryan Day. There's nobody left.
Also, how much more successful is Urban compared to Ryan Day? He had one natty, right?
Well, he should have had two.
Yeah, but he had one natty.
He was undefeated.
Beat Michigan every single time they played.
Because he was going against Brady Hoke and, like, the corpse of Rich Rodriguez.
Who fucking cares? He beat Michigan.
So did Trestle.
Matter.
Also,
Trestle never
Harbaugh
lost
a bunch of games to Ohio State, and he was always on the hot seat, like, oh, should we get rid of Harbaugh? No, you just be patient. Make sure, like, because you're not going to have a better option, like you said. You're perfectly fine. Your ceiling and your fucking floor are essentially the same.
Yeah.
If you don't win a natty, you're still an 11-win team every year.
Yeah. I know.
That's pretty good.
I agree. So I don't think you can fire Ryan Day simply because there isn't anybody else left. If you want to give it to Urban Meyer, fine, great. We would all love Urban to walk through that door again, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
You're going to hire like Dan Mullen? Like,
no, you're not going to do it.
No, it would only be for Urban or somebody of his quality,
Mark
right?
Mark Stoops?
There's only one other person ahead of Urban, or two people ahead of Urban, probably right now. Kirby Smart, who's not leaving Georgia.
Yeah. No.
Saban's not leaving Alabama. Mm. Like, this is a pipe dream.
You're not going to hire Jed Fish from Arizona.
No, like that. You're not, exactly, because that's happening a lot right now. The second after these games ended on Saturday, they picked off all the candidates who are kind of hot right now. The head coach of Duke is...
Elko's going to A&M.
Yep. He's going to A&M.
That's not a good... Like, I would
Michigan
rather just keep
State.
Jimbo for another
year. Is Jimbo going to Duke?
No, he's living the ultimate job, which is fired head coach.
Yeah.
And you get paid $75
million. $7
million
total, yeah. So with that... No, that's a stupid question. I don't think you fire Ryan Day because there's nobody else out there.
You guys want Gus? We'll give you Gus.
Nope.
I feel like I think that's a real possibility. We talked about this a couple years ago when he took off, that he was going to fucking sit out a year and then you'll see him back in college. He's not going anywhere other than Ohio State. Like, this is the best case scenario for him, is for Ryan Day to fuck off and for him to take that job back.
Well, that's
especially
it.
Since Harbaugh is gone after this year, right?
Yeah.
So it's a new era. He gets to take that back over, and it becomes, instead of the fuck, like Michigan, even if they win the natty this year, will be yesterday's news if Urban goes to Ohio State.
And it might be vacated anyways, depending upon what the NCAA is going to do. Now, I will say this. If you're a Michigan fan, that coach was rad. Like, he made every fucking right move in that game. And, like, if that's your dude going forward, shit, what, he beat Penn State at Penn State, mm-hmm. beat Ohio State like you're supposed to, and then Maryland is, you know, on the road. It's a tough one.
Let's talk about the Big Ten for a second.
Yeah.
I called Michigan a fraud. I stand by it. I stand by it. The Big Ten stinks.
Yeah, this year. But next year, USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon. Now it's a real conference.
Check it out. I only think one of those additions is going to be immediately a good team.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what Washington does after they lose.
Washington be all right.
Literally every. No, well, they're losing everybody.
They're losing everybody. Most of those teams are. USC is. And all of it.
USC, I don't even care who's coming and going there.
And I guess people are saying, like, Lannon's going to leave Oregon. Why?
No. Dan Lanning should not go anywhere.
I agree.
He is.
You have Nike money.
You've got Nike money.
All it does, though, is it injects two to three more teams, maybe four, into the Western Big Ten that are 8 to 11 win teams.
Yeah.
Which changes the dynamic of that conference altogether. Although
no more Iowa
taking,
in the Big Ten championship.
Well, they're taking top two from now on, right?
Top two from now on, record wise.
But still, like, just balance of schedule wise, they're going to get, even with a 12 team playoff, you're going to get ranked higher if you beat better teams. This is the way it is.
Which, by the way, I am pulling for a 15-10 win Iowa.
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
I mean, it's definitely not going to happen.
I guess we do not put enough respect on Kirk Ferentz. We just kind of like make fun of Iowa all the time. But every now and then, he'll pull out a 10-win season with 2-1 stars. And a lot of these dudes at Iowa go to the NFL. He is awesome, not on offense, but on defense, just turning these like guys that get no offers from any other college into pros.
Yeah.
Which is commendable.
It is. For Michigan, though, and we'll get back into this game real quick. For Michigan, I don't think they can win a national championship.
No.
But they have an excellent defense. They play all three phases of the game very complete. J.J. McCarthy is essentially a game manager. He's like an Alex Smith.
Yeah.
He didn't make a mistake in this game.
Corum's a fucking vulture, just gobbling up touchdowns.
That's all he is. I mean, because if you're Ohio State in this game, like, look, I think Ohio State was a quarterback short of the national championship. Talent-wise, everywhere else, the defense did all they could. If you said you're going to hold McCarthy to 148, Corum to 22 carries and 88 yards.
McCord was interesting because he didn't play a great game, but there were throws he made. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, Kyle. Like, I can get down with that. Like, back shoulder throws, put it in the right spots. Mm-hmm. And then he would miss, like, a 3 yard out.
Horrifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so spotty. And the numbers show it. 18 of 30. The 18 were great. The 12 were horrific.
Yeah.
And then the two turnovers did it in this game. I was fine with the officiating in this. I didn't really have an issue with it. Total, there was 4 penalties called. I thought the calls were fair on both sides. I said this in Drinking Bros Sports in the Facebook group. Whoever's bitching about the referees, like, if there was a call that was missed, they went back and reviewed it. You thought it was an interception for Ohio State. I actually thought it was a touchdown.
Good argument for an interception.
I thought it was a touchdown for Michigan.
Open for debate.
Because once he had possession just for a second at the very end, and he was over the goal line. So as soon as that possession happens, nothing else matters.
That's what I say too.
Nobody really knows what a catch is anymore. So
you have to make an athletic move.
Go to the ground, lock the ball up in a box.
Even a couple weeks ago where the Cowboys got stopped at the 1 yard line against my Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't really have full control, but his knee was down. And then, like, you could have argued that was a touchdown probably. But
I thought the call was correct in that game, too. I thought he was this short. I thought the call in the Michigan game was correct as well. So I don't really have a problem with that. It comes down to McCord throwing an interception. Michigan gets the ball in the 7.
O-line was not great. That last interception, probably on the O-line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it hit McCord was getting rocked.
He also panicked. Right?
He panicked, yes.
I mean, that's part of it.
Just throw it away.
Yeah, I mean, you could throw it away. He's inside the box, though, because you're going to get a 10-second runoff if you don't get out of the box. But that's with 45 or so seconds left, and you're in a 2-minute drill, right? Your offensive line knows that you have to keep internal pressure, right? You have to keep people from getting outside and coming around the back of that quarterback. He has to have a route to escape and throw the ball away.
Right.
Otherwise, the game is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even if he hadn't, to be honest, if he had just been sacked, that game's probably still over. Unless they get two incredible plays off one after another and get down somewhere in manageable field position to throw a touchdown. Otherwise, they're fucking.
Wasn't it first down? Was that play first down?
Yeah. And look,
you clock it, I guess.
There was plenty of time on the clock. That's all you can ask for is to drive to win the game in a rivalry like this. Even going back over the team stats,
First downs, 21 for Ohio State, 18 for Michigan. Total yards, 378 for Ohio State, 338 for Michigan. They won almost every offensive statistic category. Mm-hmm. Passing, 271 to 182. Rushing, kind of a wash, 107 to 156. Penalties were the same, roughly. Time of possession, though, Michigan running the ball, running the clock down, same way that Rutgers did, was a winning formula. But ultimately, the running game just never got going for Ohio State. And that's it. The two turnovers were the difference in this game. And I'm not really sure what else you can do about that with a shitty quarterback. It was supposed to be Quinn Ewers. I don't think you can come after Ryan Day for not recruiting a quarterback. He did. He was there. He just transferred. And that was supposed to be the dude this year. They got two unbelievable lights out, five stars coming in next year. So I don't know what else you can do.
Let him run it back.
Yes.
And Marvin's talking about, hey, maybe I'll come back.
I wouldn't do that. Unless they're paying him. Unless you're paying him.
Yeah. And also, if like you see who's drafting, like two or three. If it's the Bears,
yeah,
like,
I guess. Fair well, enough. Let's see.
Also,
so
McCord's a four star, by the way. Like, not
well,
no slouch.
No, he's a four star because he was throwing to Marvin Harrison. You, all
well,
through
also,
high school.
He got the Ohio
if
State
certain
bump.
Recruits go to certain schools,
they
you
get
a boosted.
Bump in star, mm-hmm. Yeah, for
so
sure.
If he went to UCF, he's a three star.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, imagine throwing to Marvin Harrison in high school. Jesus Christ, how are you losing a game with?
Oh right, right.
St. Joe's
yeah.
Prep, baby.
It was the same. We were teammates for all those years. So
it's a great organization too. Just a powerhouse in Philadelphia.
It is. It is. A lot of guys come out of there. A lot of Penn State guys come out of there, too.
Well, now we're all set for the conference championships.
Yep.
And that'll tell us who the fucking CFP is really going
to
be.
Right, which we'll get to in a second, because the next game up was Auburn-Alabama. I was almost angrier at that.
As soon as I saw Auburn rushing three, and the three not even, just drop 11 into coverage at that point. If you're not even going to try to get to the quarterback, just everyone run back.
I agree, and then just stay at the goal line.
Like, God damn.
The Milrow miracle.
Dude, as soon as I saw that they were rushing three, and that the three were, I mean, at one point, one guy sits back and, like, watches Milrow move, like he's fucking spying him. Like, he's going to fucking run 30 yards for a touchdown.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. Like, as soon as I saw that, I was like, this is, they're begging God.
I still think,
it's a great throw.
I still think you're downplaying how stupid this was.
Yeah,
because the one thing that Milrow is really good at is throwing the ball deep, right? So get pressure on him so he can't do that. What the fuck?
Maybe
I would have rushed five.
The
right
math
there.
Is in your favor, rushing four
rush,
even.
Rush nope. five.
They only set five receivers down.
No. I think Saban was playing 4D chess. He's like, Milrow's best throw, 35, 40 yards.
It is. For real. So why do you rush two on
it's
that?
Not, look, on a, it's essentially a Hail Mary at that point, and I don't know what the fuck
you
Auburn
know who can't
doing.
Throw a Hail Mary? A sacked quarterback.
Man, but
make
you watch.
Make them bring at least one of those receivers back to block or something,
well, and,
right?
Well, the other thing, too, is, right, so with the pressure.
You do
even,
need
even,
you need at least two guys to pressure, because if you give them, if you drop all the guys back, someone's eventually going to get open in some part of the field.
Yeah. Yeah, but not in the end zone. It had to be in the end zone.
Yes.
There was no first
down. It was touchdown or game's over.
And the other thing, too, though, with that is, like, even just cosmetic pressure, even making him move just a little bit, all of a sudden you're slicing off pieces of the end zone that he can't throw it to anymore. And now you have more guys down there than they do, more trap. I mean, like, it's just they let him look the entire way across the field, didn't give a fuck about putting. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying they should drop 11, but, like, if that's your pressure, then you might as well.
That just told me that act of God, they're beating Georgia. They're going to beat Georgia.
I don't think so.
No, they're definitely not beating Georgia.
And
Kirby Smart's not making that mistake, and they won't be in that situation.
They won't be in that scenario, but they'll beat Georgia.
No.
Alabama to the playoff confirmed.
I don't know. They look like dog shit in that game.
It's the Iron Bowl.
It's the Iron Bowl on the road to Jordan Hare, one of the spookiest places in the country. Like, that's weird shit happens there.
Throw the record books out. That's just what
and by the way,
in college football.
By the way, one of the few coaches in recent history who has somewhat had Saban's goat a little bit. Mm. Hugh Freeze has two wins over Nick Saban. Yeah. List me how many coaches active today have two wins over Nick Saban.
Kirby Gus Malzahn's got three.
At Auburn.
He's probably one.
Yeah.
Well, UCF's undefeated against Alabama right now. They're 1-0. So.
It's sure. Literally like Kirby Smart, Gus Malzahn.
Was it a forfeit? What happened?
No, it was 2000.
But what about when Gus was at Auburn, though?
He had three wins against Bama.
No shit. Against Nick Saban?
Yeah.
No shit.
It's Kirby Smart, Malzahn, and probably Dabo. That's probably the only three.
Mm. Okay.
That was 17 and Wait, 17 was the second.
It was the close natty they won, yeah. And then the natty they blew yeah. out.
Well,
there was one Watson natty, one Lawrence natty against yeah. Bama.
So let's talk about this. And if Bama were to get in, if they beat Georgia on
win and get
Saturday,
in. Yeah. Whoever wins that game's in, and Georgia might still get in with a loss,
depending on how things shake out.
Two SEC.
Well, yeah, if like Washington loses to Oregon, yeah, I would think you would put a one loss Georgia in over a one loss Washington.
Yes,
frankly.
Washington has been winning every single game by a field goal for like the last. 12,
I would say the
Pac-12 weeks.
Champion. Yeah. That's a winner. Go home. Like whoever wins that game is probably in, but also not guaranteed because Florida State could win. And they're going to get a spot. Like, you're not going to keep an undefeated Florida State out.
Yep.
No.
No matter what happens.
I agree. They're in.
And then undefeated Michigan, and then you have one
Michigan
loss.
Will be undefeated.
And then you got to choose between the Pac-12 champion and Texas if they win, right? Like, Texas, who beat Bama, probably the best win of the season in Tuscaloosa, Big 12 champion, and they would get in over Oregon, I think, even if Oregon beats
Washington. But here's what's interesting. Did you guys look at the AP rankings that came out last night?
Mm. No, I don't
so
care.
With that, well, you should, because I think this is what's going to happen tomorrow night. Ohio State only dropped to 6. Texas and Alabama are still behind them.
Texas is going to win their conference. They're in.
Yeah, Texas is not going to get left out of.
I don't know about
Ohio
Alabama. I don't know about Alabama, but if Alabama beats Georgia, they're gonna.
Oh, yeah.
They're gonna
who
hop
is
Ohio
Texas's
State.
One loss? Who did Texas lose to?
OU in the
OU,
Red River.
Oklahoma.
Mm.
They cannot ranked? Avenge it, though, because Oklahoma State won their game against BYU.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Oklahoma's ranked 12th.
They're 12th.
And that's a rivalry. Yeah. And Texas looked like the better team. Even though they lost, they still looked like the better team.
I think, to be honest.
And they are top four.
I kind of feel like Oregon's going to beat Washington.
I do, too.
They're favored.
They should be.
Aren't they favored by, like, 9 points?
Yeah, they're favored by a lot.
They're
a complete team. If I'm looking at all the teams right now, and this isn't a knock on Michigan at all, I don't know how you beat Georgia only being able to run the ball.
I think we need to keep the Big Ten out. Like, I don't care if Michigan goes undefeated. They stink. I think Mizzou could beat fucking Michigan.
Yeah, but Florida State stinks too, right?
I would keep Florida State on
but
that too.
So it's going to be those. It's going to be Georgia, Florida State, Michigan, and somebody else.
I know.
It's probably Georgia versus Oregon, probably in the national championship. Those are the two most complete teams.
It'll probably be Texas. They'll are like in that fourth spot unless something happens with Oklahoma State.
Like, games should matter, and I know results should matter. You go undefeated, you should probably get in the playoff, like when you're a Power 5 team like Florida State or even Michigan. But check it out. They're not... two of the top four teams, right? Like, Oregon's a top four team. Texas is a top four team. Alabama, Georgia. Yeah, fuck it.
It's going to be interesting for the committee. Should Oregon beat Washington handily? I think they will. I think Florida State will probably beat Louisville. I know they're down, but Louisville got wrecked.
I think the worst thing that could have happened for Florida State was Louisville losing to Kentucky.
Maybe. Yeah,
dude,
maybe.
Check it out. Maybe Louisville just sucks.
But if Texas blows out Oklahoma State, too... Man, I don't know. Even if Florida State beats Louisville, I still think Texas and Oregon belong in over Florida State.
But it just won't happen.
It's just not going to happen.
And as a man with the Florida State and national championship ticket, I got to...
Florida State, for what it's worth, I mean, they have good wins. Like, I mean, at least against LSU to open the year.
Clemson.
Like, and Clemson.
At Clemson's a good win.
Yeah, at Clemson's a good win for sure. And honestly, at Florida, not a bad win either.
Well, Clemson's out of the top 25 now.
So, yeah.
How's that?
Well, here's the other thing, too. If Alabama loses
to South Carolina?
No.
So how are they out? Because they were like 22nd last week.
Clemson? They've got 4 or 5 losses, Clemson does.
No, but they're still ranked. There's no way they're out. I mean, the college football playoff is the thing that matters.
They were 24th last week, and this week they are unranked.
Yes, they're unranked.
It hasn't come out yet.
AP, well, they're unranked.
AP, they're unranked right now.
AP doesn't matter.
Let's go around the horn real quick here. We'll start with you, D'Anthony. Who are your final four here after this weekend, you think?
Well, Georgia, Michigan, for sure. I think Oregon will probably get in, and unfortunately, probably Florida State, but it should be Texas.
Okay. What about you, Delco?
So I think, realistically, Georgia wins, they're in. Or whoever wins that game is in. So SEC champion, Michigan's going to beat Iowa. It sucks, but Michigan's in. So that leaves 2 spots. I think Florida State's going to win, so they'll take that spot. And then it's going to be between... Texas and the winner of the Pac-12 championship, and I think...
If it's Washington, then it's Washington, because they're undefeated.
But I think Oregon's going to kind of steamroll Washington, so I think Oregon's going to get boned. I think Texas is going to win, they're going to get in, and Oregon's going to get left out at 5.
What do you get?
Which would suck, because I think Oregon's the best team in the country.
But it also depends on the margin of victory in these games.
Yep.
It does.
Right?
It does.
Because Oklahoma State and Washington are not peers in any regard, right?
No.
One is a top 10 team, and the other one is maybe, let's say, top 20.
And by the way, the conferences are not peers either.
Right.
The Big 12 is pretty fucking mid this year.
Yeah.
And then if Bama beats fucking Georgia, it's like, wow. Like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Because they might still keep Georgia in.
Yes. Of course they would.
I mean,
they've won 29 straight games.
But if Bama beats Georgia and then Washington wins, if the others, like you've got a conference champion, they're going to get in for beating the number one ranked team all season. They're getting in, right? And then Washington, if they're undefeated, they're getting in. Florida State, undefeated, getting in. You have to choose between Georgia, Texas, and Oregon.
You're going to have to look at the resumes, and Oregon's resume is not very good.
But the dream situation for the committee is Georgia, Michigan, Washington, Florida State all win this weekend. All four are undefeated, the last four undefeated teams left, and then they don't have to worry about it.
Makes
anything.
It easy, man.
Yeah.
Now, if that doesn't happen in some form or fashion, the only guaranteed victory that I'm willing to give you is Michigan out of this, where it's a fucking guarantee.
I'll guarantee you Georgia.
Yeah, I think Georgia's good to go.
I'm with you. I think Georgia's good as well.
I think the biggest problem is Washington. I don't think they can beat Oregon.
I don't either.
Not the way the two teams have been playing lately. Washington is by the skin of their teeth every fucking
week. Oregon just put the boots to
Somebody
Oregon
got in
State.
Their ass yep. at some point. They're like, hey, quit fucking being little bitches and start playing. And they have been rocking people.
Who do you got, Bob, in your final four?
I think this is what's going to happen is Georgia beats Bama. Mm-hmm. Georgia's in. God, I want the lulls, but Michigan beats Iowa.
Yep.
Michigan's in. Florida State.
If Iowa gets in, we got to go to the game or something, dude. Just we become Iowa fans.
Oh, yeah, I'll go.
Oh, wait. If Iowa wins the Big Ten, they're not in.
Yeah,
they're not.
No, but we become Iowa fans. That's what I'm saying.
We will declare that Iowa is a real state that exists. We will put the fucking jersey on set. How about that?
We'll hang a banner of Kirk Ferentz.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I don't know who that is, but yeah, we'll
he's
do
the head coach.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, so there you go.
I think Florida State's going to lose to Louisville.
Okay.
I think with their backup QB and everything else, and Louisville is going to be fucking furious on that loss. And by the way, it's Brohm's first year, right? So he can still win. Like, oh no, all you did in your first year was win a fucking ACC championship.
Do you think Brohm is he was the spoiler in the spoiler makers?
Yeah, I do. Okay. And he's going to be a spoiler maker again. I think Louisville's going to knock off Florida State. They're out. I think Oregon's going to knock off Washington. Washington's out. So now you have Georgia, Michigan. I think Oregon gets in. And then it comes down to, does Texas win the Big 12? I actually don't think Texas is going to win.
You think Gundy's going to ruin it?
I think Gundy's going to finish the job. He already took care of OU. He's the Big 12's Avenger, all right? He took care of OU. Now he's going to take care of Texas. Don't expect a crucial call to go Texas's way.
Oh, yeah. Big 12 refs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Might be going against Texas.
Yeah.
But so, Texas is like far superior to Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State.
I mean, they're 14 and a half.
It doesn't matter.
We beat Oklahoma State by 42.
I understand that.
I lost a lot of money on
Texas. Texas can choke this away. I think they will choke it away.
So who's your fourth team then?
So then that's the question, right? Who's the fourth team? Is it Ohio State
or Washington?
That would
be all you'd be left with at that point.
Who do you go with?
Ohio State beat Penn State. They beat fucking Notre Dame.
Washington would have the best win between the two teams, which is over Oregon.
Sure.
And then Washington was a conference.
But that win got avenged in this scenario. Right?
Yeah. But they still got it, right? And then you have the question of, is it their only loss, by the way, was in a bonus game. They don't have any regular season losses. They lost, but they played an extra game to
There's
have to lose
There's just too
that game.
Many teams in the mix. Like, TCU got in last year because, like, it was pretty easy.
Yeah, and by the way,
it was like four teams that you could realistically put in.
But they lost where? In their bonus game.
In the bonus game, yeah.
So I think
that's why I'm saying he was. They were
I think
in.
Washington probably would be the one to get in. Although I think you're
no, that's a winner go home. Like you, think you so? Lose, you lose that game, you're out because there's so many fucking teams in the mix.
Yeah. But maybe that's. I think then it would be Ohio State getting in. The only other way, I mean, who else is behind Ohio
that's
State?
That's it.
Because then it drops point. Down to Missouri.
Yeah. Now, what is the path for Mizzou to get in?
The path is closed. I was so close to getting the path.
It was close.
The path was so close.
Again, I would still take Mizzou over Michigan today. In a neutral site game,
it's a strange team, man. It's definitely a throwback to like, it's great defense and like. It's an Alex Smith and a bunch of fucking people and chewing up the clock.
The only
it's
thing
a hard team.
Not worried about that offense.
Talent in the conference.
Not worried about that offense.
No. Yeah.
So for me here, I got Georgia beating Alabama at one.
The over-under on the Michigan-Iowa game, by the way, is 35.5.
Actually, take that over.
Yeah, take the over. Michigan will hit it.
Because Michigan's going to force turnovers.
Michigan's
going to
shut out Iowa,
yeah,
probably.
But it'll be 35-0.
Yeah.
Could be a 35-0.
I think it's going to be like
that. Defense is elite for Iowa. Could be 17-0.
Mm. I got Georgia here at one. I think they win, beat Alabama. Michigan beats Iowa. I have Oregon over Ohio Arena over Washington there. That'll put them in at three. I think Florida State loses to Louisville because they're on their third. I think third string quarterback.
That would
for this
make
game.
It very easy for the committee if Florida State loses.
Easy, right?
If they win, then that's when we kind of have like the conversation. Like you can't keep out an undefeated team.
So
in a Power Five.
Here's the bone job.
Yeah, but why is ACC considered Power Five? Clemson is the only team in that conference that's been relevant at the national level for fucking 20 goddamn years. Right, since Florida State was good in the early 2000s.
No,
Florida
Winston
State,
won
they won
a
with Winston and Natty. What was
13.
It?
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah.
That was 12, right?
Yeah. 13, yeah.
Okay, so one season.
They made the playoff the next year.
Who did?
Florida State.
They were in what year?
In 14. Winston was a freshman.
They went back-to-back.
So 2 years then, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, for the last decade, it's only been Clemson. I
agree.
This P5 versus G5 thing, I mean, you should have a gripe about this, too, because Cincinnati wasn't necessarily on the level of everybody else when they made the CFP a couple years ago. I think it became, but they played pretty well.
You got to do the groundwork, though. For a G5 school like Boise, it's just like the year before kind of goes into the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Same with UCF. We went undefeated back-to-back seasons, so like we got more respect. And then the next team that came after us, Cincinnati, they had a really good season the first year. Second year, fed into the other year.
You got to build momentum. You can't just be an out of nowhere 12-0 G5 team.
You can't be Liberty this year.
Yeah.
No. So again, I got Georgia beating Alabama at one. I got Michigan winning. They're at two. I think Oregon beats Washington. They hop up to three. I think Florida State loses to Louisville. Here's where the controversy, in my opinion, will probably come in. I think Texas wins. And I think the committee will put in Ohio State at four for ratings and money, like Bob and I talked about a couple weeks ago.
No.
It's the highest rated team in college football. Well, hang on.
Texas that would give be you pretty high ratings, too.
It wouldn't beat Ohio State.
I just don't see a path for Ohio State.
Hang on. Hear me out on this one. That would be a rematch versus Georgia in the 1-4 to start off. If you're looking at money and ratings-wise, ESPN now owns it. Bob and I chatted about this a couple weeks ago.
But you have... There's some big boys at the table.
But you're looking at one loss already. Texas. Texas's loss was to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's 12. Ohio State's one loss is Michigan at two.
Are you saying you think Ohio State could get in over a conference champion Texas?
I do.
There's no fucking
prayer. No fucking prayer.
Because
Texas 100%. Is also a massive program that had their own network. It failed, but...
But who did it cost? Who bought that?
ESPN.
Yes.
Yeah. Texas.
That's their own fucking fault.
I believe Texas makes more money every year in merchandise
than Ohio State.
Than Ohio State does.
Texas is
I think
in
they're
Oklahoma
the number
State.
One merchandise school in the country.
You can't try to big brother Texas. It's not possible.
You're not keeping out a conference champion, Texas. Texas has to lose a conference championship game.
We'll find out. Why did they not move up is what I can't figure out.
I don't know. That is weird. I don't know why.
They're 50 points behind.
But that's the AP, by the way. I guarantee you they'll
college
be higher
than the playoffs
CFP.
Going to be what matters.
Yeah. Watch the CFP rankings tomorrow night.
Texas is going to be above Ohio State.
But if they aren't, then what happens?
It doesn't matter because they have an extra game, so they'll be able to top Ohio State.
Mm. All right, it's a dirty, disgusting prediction. I think they'll keep them out for ratings. That's
not
all I'm saying.
A fucking prayer.
That's like saying they're going to keep the Red Sox out for ratings. Like it's like, well, you know, the Yankee. It's like it's.
But you have to play for that one. This one is subjective. They put Ohio State in last year, and I don't think
there wasn't anyone
really
else to be in. It was a weak field last year.
You could talk me into Ohio State hopping Oregon for ratings or something. Even though Oregon has a pretty big fan base, but you can't tell me they're going to hop
Texas for ratings. And by the way, and Texas has a bigger, actually, ratings draw than Ohio State does, and that is that they are the perfect combination of blue blood, but still kind of new face because they haven't been in the mix for
the college football.
So it's like people are just like, oh, yay, different helmet.
And it's also a conference champion.
Like a different helmet.
I do like a different helmet.
It's a conference champion is the real point because on paper, Texas doesn't compete. They've got, if they beat Oklahoma State, they'll have two ranked wins. Right? One, the best one of the year, probably against Alabama, sure, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah, because K-State's
gone, fucking K-State. Kansas is gone, yep. Oklahoma is a loss.
Yes.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
not a great like
resume-wise, but it, conference championship usually is the fucking deciding factor, right?
Big 12 did suck this year.
What? That's yes. what I'm saying. So watching all the coverage, everybody so says the same thing.
So did the Big 10, although your schedule didn't. So I guess fair enough.
And that's what so far, if you've watched, like, you know, the rankings, it has been schedule and schedule only, and it hasn't really fucking mattered.
Notre Dame is doing a lot of heavy lifting for you guys.
Notre Dame,
Texas has
even Penn State hanging in there at 10.
Penn State is awful
at 10.
That's fine, but I mean, Texas has the
Penn
best
State
win
is better Iowa. That's it.
They really like,
seriously,
are. Yeah.
They're just better Iowa. Yeah,
and Texas has the best win in the country. Let alone better than Ohio
it is.
State.
Texas win in Tuscaloosa is the best win in the country.
But if Alabama gets blown out by Georgia, what is the committee going to say then? I guess.
They're going to say, we take the conference champion.
Well, it's happened before. Like, Ohio State made the playoff
they
in
did.
16.
They jumped them.
After getting beat.
Yeah.
So.
And they lost last year and got in.
Yeah.
And it was like, all right. So, look, just a weird prediction, man. But we'll see. It could be a moot point if Oklahoma State wins.
If it was somebody other than Texas, I think you might have a point.
But yeah, K-State's playing for... Yeah.
Or even Oregon or Washington, I think you still have a point.
I think it's the Big 12. It seems like the committee hates the Big 12.
Well, that's because the Big 12 sucks.
And the two Big 12 teams that get into the playoff get butt-fucked every year.
Except the one Baker Mayfield team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just probably should have beat Georgia, but they blew that game.
They just got BF'd in the second half.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Either way, it sets up an awesome weekend full of games here coming up. And who fucking knows?
I think you guys have a clear path that just Texas has to lose.
Have to lose.
I don't think Ohio State deserves to be in at all, but that's just me. Why ride this out with a shittier quarterback?
And they should have won the national.
I mean, they're going to get butt-fucked by Georgia if they get in, so what's the point? It's one extra game. I guess the university makes a little money, but it kind of hammers home the point that McCord doesn't belong
I would say
on the field.
There's definitely a bigger gap between – it's funny because both teams are worse, but there's a bigger gap between Georgia and Ohio State this year than last year, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
They should have beat Georgia last year.
I know.
We'll see. Look, it's going to be a fucking blast this weekend for sure.
By the way, if that top four holds true, Georgia's ass fucking everyone.
Oh yeah.
Top four.
If this is Georgia Michigan, Washington, and Florida, it's over.
Yeah,
dude.
Georgia's hoping for chalk.
They don't
want to see Oregon at all.
No, nobody does.
That's their biggest threat.
Other than that, I think they'll be fine.
I think Oregon Georgia Natty would be awesome.
That'd be fucking dope. Yeah,
that's the best matchup I think we could get out of there. And Bo Nix, with the experience he has, like, it helps being a fifth year senior.
And
there.
Landon was on Kirby's staff.
Sure was.
Even though Oregon doesn't draw the same kind of TV crowd, I think it would be high ratings just because of how good those two fucking teams are.
They're both very good in all phases of the game, and I think those are the two best teams in the country. And I don't really think it's close after
that. Well, next year we won't have to worry about this horse shit.
Nope.
You won't.
Because I'm not going to. Well, we'll end up doing it. I know we will. But I don't want to spend any time debating fucking
12 and 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, we're
going to have the same conversation
teams.
About 12 through 15.
No,
next
not
year.
With
yeah,
three and four
yeah,
loss
we are because
no.
we got to do this stupid fucking show.
Yeah. I will just say, though, by the way, it is like perfectly Missouri for us to be like an unambiguously top 12 team the year
before the top 12.
You're bringing them back.
Yeah. Bringing a lot back, but a lot can happen.
Yeah, and then there's more coming to the SEC, and there's more coming to the Big Ten.
Actually, our schedule's really favorable next year, but like compared to what it usually is, but it doesn't matter just because every year is different. Like if I told you Missouri was going to win 10 games this year, you guys would have been like, you're banned from the show for a month.
At least your conference isn't going to be considered probably like a G6 now.
Yeah.
Well, you're moving into a P5 technically.
No, right? We are technically, but it's going to be a G2 soon.
They're going to be, P2. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Like, I mean, the Big 12, you should relegate it because next year Utah's gonna be favorite probably.
Yeah,
they're probably the best team in the conference.
And then the Pac-12 doesn't exist.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like we'll see how that goes. But
Jonathan Smith already left Oregon State.
Mm.
I will say this though: if let's say it was a 12-team playoff now this year,
this field would be incredible.
It would just because of who you would have. So somebody's gonna fall out.
They come out Tuesday night and they're like, you know what? We're bumping it up to 12. We're moving it a year up.
Well, so here's what it would be. LSU, Oklahoma, Ole Miss, Penn State, Missouri. Someone would fall out of there, whoever loses.
It'd be super fun, though.
Alabama, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Florida State, Washington, Michigan, Georgia. That's a banger of a 12.
You're getting Tulane as well.
Oh, you're stuck with Tulane?
Tulane would get an auto bid.
Oh, Christ. Why are we doing that?
Because it's the best G5 school. Although so they, Liberty would be like, oh, why not us? Well, you didn't play anyone.
I know. They're 12-0.
And Tulane's only loss was to Ole Miss without their quarterback.
Yeah, Tulane's legit. Willie Fritz.
And it's two straight seasons where they've gone off. So, same team, came back, won 11 games.
I don't want to see it.
Michael Pratt, baby.
No, I'm good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
By the way, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Here's the fun thing about gambling, kids. You can lose $5,000 on a Saturday and then make $1,800 the next day and not lose a fucking game. Shout out to the Eagles for that last minute cover there. Holy fucking shit, dude. 2.5? That's why I tell you, by the half a point, that is the 9th time this season. That has come through on a half a point. So that is 9 extra wins you have. Always tell you to do it. I'll never stop. I know everybody inside the group was screaming at the TV yesterday, and they were like, look, they tell you to buy a half a point. Buy a fucking half a point. That's it. Congratulations to the Eagles on that for saving my fucking weekend. Holy shit. Other than that, man, there's, what, college football, all the championships to bet on this weekend.
Yeah,
all the NFL games.
Interesting lines. I think, what was it? Michigan's 22.5-point favorite over Iowa. And then the Bama line was pushing 10. It was like 9.5 or something
It's 5.5 now.
Oh, 5.5. No, there's one that's 9.5. Oh, no, that was Oregon. Oregon, Washington was 9.5. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Michigan, Iowa's 23. Louisville, Florida State's the closest at 2.5.
And Florida State's favorite?
I'm all in on Louisville.
Louisville money line.
I'm all in on Louisville, baby.
They just lost to Kentucky.
They didn't lose that game. They took the day off to get ready.
Right, they were focused on the ACC.
That was, I mean, Louisville losing to Kentucky was like clear as day to me. Like, I felt like that was an inevitability. But Florida State, Louisville's going to come back.
Has Louisville beaten Kentucky since Jack Harlow owned Louisville?
God damn it.
Since he's rocked Louisville gear.
I don't think so.
Jack Harlow ruined Thanksgiving.
He
as
did,
well.
But Dolly Parton saved it.
Sure, she sure did. So Oregon, it's down to 9 now, but still, god damn it. For a team that's 4 in the nation who already beat Oregon, and they're like, eh, no, it's a 9-point game. I agree with it, actually.
Also, I mean, look, maybe sprinkle Oklahoma State 4-1 money line.
14 points there.
4-1.
Holy shit.
425 plus 425.
Do you give it to Gordon every single down and see what happens there? I think he had 5 touchdowns yesterday or Saturday.
Gundy is going to avenge the Big 12. All right.
It's all in Gundy's hands here. We'll see. Yeah, shit. There's a fuck ton of
Texas is a top
one. NFL tonight. We got fucking, you can bet on that. Everything. Heisman. Who's winning the Heisman? I mean, you can bet on everything right now.
Jane Daniels should win the Heisman. I'm tired of saying it. He's
probably
the best
Jane
player
Daniels.
In college football.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
It's not even close.
Yep. I agree.
It is close.
It's not close.
It is close.
He's got like fucking 10 more total touchdowns than anybody else
in
the field.
And like 1,000 rushing
yards. Bo Nix wins games and has equally similar stats.
You can't blame him for the fucking shitty LSU defense. He's not turning the ball over. He's not making mistakes.
He made a lot of mistakes against Florida State.
I was against Dan on this one. I'm with him. I think it should be Jaden Daniels.
I agree. It should be Jaden Daniels. But like, I hate the saying it's not even close because it is close.
It's not close.
No, it's close. As far as...
Did Milrow play himself into it?
No. Okay. Sure didn't. I can't believe they won that fucking game. Either way, there's so much rad shit to bet on. Go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. If you want tickets to any of these games, if you're an Iowa fan going to watch this game in Indianapolis, I've been before. It's Indianapolis, you know, it's a step above Iowa, so I'm sure you'll have fun there.
Sorry, he's got 13 more total touchdowns than anybody else's in college
Christ.
Football.
3 more at LSU. Though.
That's a season's worth of touchdowns.
I know. Playing at LSU.
I know. That's drinkingbrostickets.com. You get tickets to all this NFL games, you name it. We got it over there. And then Hard AF Seltzer. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Click on that store locator there. We're in Alabama. We're in Georgia. We're everywhere. If you're going to the SEC Championship this weekend, we're in fucking 400 stores, I think, in Georgia and all throughout Atlanta. Grab some 8% hard AF seltzer and get fucked up. Shit, what do we got? If you're in Michigan rolling down through Ohio to go to that game, stop in Ohio, Michigan fans. Grab some fucking hard AF seltzer there. And just remember, we're in every single Total Wines down there in the Southeast and all the Piggly Wigglies down there all over Tuscaloosa's campus. Party responsibly or not. I don't really care. We can say whatever we want here. Go to hardafseltzer.com and support us. NFL over the weekend. Man, game of the week was Eagles versus the Bills. Josh Allen, man.
That's all we do, baby. We come back five straight 10-point deficits in the second half.
Set a record. Set snatching, an NFL record.
Snatching defeat from the jaws of victory like a fucking loser.
It's not on Josh Allen.
That wasn't. In the first half, by the way, there was a horse collar that ripped his jersey in half.
Rightfully so.
Well, the jersey ripping part was legal. It was reaching around to the back of his fucking collar and grabbing him and right in front of the ref's like...
I've never seen a referee staring so intently at a play. I thought the officiating and then Ohio State, Michigan was fine. The NFL, though, was horrific.
Insult to injury, they gave him an intentional grounding on that. When there was a receiver, like, right, he was blocking, but he was right there.
Yeah,
why would you watch any other NFL game except the Eagles? It's always an exciting game.
It is.
And the refs are always completely fucked one way or the other.
One way or the other. Yeah. They're fucked.
They never get it right against the Eagles. It's either really bad at four or against them.
The Eagles are now must-watch TV. They're the funnest team to watch in football.
We're
and
in
like
the Kelly
you said,
Greens,
they should keep those permanently. There's no reason to ever switch out of those. Mm. I like the graphics that the...
Yeah, team should ever go past what their logo was in the 1990s.
I agree.
The Buccaneers look kind of shitty.
That's what I'm saying. The Buccaneers and the 90s logo. The Crimsicles are beautiful.
Oh, the Buccaneers.
The early 2000s.
They look like 70s clowns, ones. Man. I love them.
Their uniforms now suck. They're easily
they're worse.
top five worst jersey in sport.
They're not good now either, but that Creamsicle is not good.
Creamsicles are beautiful.
Yeah. I have a conspiracy theory for you. Is Jalen Hurts purposely getting down so he can win the MVP and just come back every single game?
Is he shaving points like Jameis Winston at Florida State?
That's what it feels like right now.
You never know.
He'll just turn it on and be like, all right, great. Now I'm going to run for 20 yards. And he even had the exact toss that the Alabama guy in the back of the end zone. Was it the same yardage, too?
I don't know, but can we start recognizing Devonta Smith as a good receiver?
He's always been great. He was one of the best I've ever seen.
There's a lot of people
college.
That are like kind of chirp him because he's tiny.
I'm not. I saw him in the college. He lit up Ohio State in the CFP with the COVID year, right? Mm-hmm. That was the fastest wide receiver I've ever seen in real life.
Devonta he's easily Smith the most reliable receiver in.
He doesn't drop any balls. I don't get
on the
hatred.
Team,
Devonta Smith is so good. That he accidentally ruined Bill Belichick's career by making Mac Jones look so good.
Yes. Mm.
that the Patriots thought he was a viable option.
His yards after the catch made Mac Jones look like a fucking superstar.
He gets overshadowed because AJ Brown is bigger and he gets thrown to more yards, more receptions, but. He looks like he would be brittle. You look at him, you're like, that guy's not going to play every game. He's played every fucking
game.
17.
I've heard people describe him as nebbish.
No, dude. I tell you what. Not that everybody
Until
has
he
this.
Gets fucking hurt brittle-wise and misses games, I don't want to hear that shit.
I don't either, but we've had the advantage of being either on the field or front row for these games. I've never seen a faster college wide receiver than Devonta Smith, and it was fucking nuts what that guy's able to do. I don't give a shit that he's small. Coming out of the slot and you got A.J. Brown out there, like, that's probably what you want. And the guy doesn't drop a fucking ball. I love Devonta.
Nobody
Smith.
Says this shit about Tyreek Hill, who is fucking, like, 2 inches shorter.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
And even when he does drop a ball, they credit him with a catch.
Who?
The refs.
Oh, the refs. Yeah.
That's happened a couple times this year. But so, we're too quick at the line. They never review it.
I don't really get the hatred for him, if there is any. I think, you know... A.J. Brown chirping in Jalen Hurts' ear probably isn't great all the fucking time.
And I'm sure everybody else around the country probably hates Sirianni and probably hates this team. Hates our fans.
The fans, sure. But
they hate the fans.
Is anyone really like that invested in hating Philly outside of the Northeast?
But is there a man that fits the culture in the town more than Sirianni fits Philly?
No, he's the dude.
Danny DeVito, maybe?
Yeah. He's the dude.
Bring in Frank. Let him coach the team.
I just feel like it's going to be a massive letdown at the end of the year.
Oh, I know. I'm setting myself up for it. Like, we're going to get either to the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, and we're going to lose to either the Niners or the Chiefs.
I was telling him last night because he was talking about it. I was just like, yeah, you sound like me watching the Braves in August right now. Uh-huh. Like, that's where you're at.
Yeah, but we're not killing teams. We're just, like, pulling all these games out
of our
ass.
I know, but you're still 9-1. The team's incredible. It's winning. It's talented as fuck. And you're like, dude, we got what are we missing? Nothing. We're missing nothing.
But I keep telling you, we're probably going to lose in the Super Bowl. Like,
no, I think it could be the 49ers. The addition of Chase Young. I watched that 49ers-Seahawks game. I had a lot of money on it. Thankfully, they covered. But watching Chase Young with that fucking defense... Jesus Christ, they're disgusting. I mean, they just shut down the Seahawks.
Because how often does the best team in the NFL in the regular season win the Super Bowl? I feel like...
More frequently than
I don't think
other
so.
Sports.
Probably one third.
I mean, the Chiefs maybe a couple half. Times, maybe. Yeah.
The Chiefs recently,
maybe
the Patriots.
Half, maybe a third, yeah. It's more than other sports, probably, yeah.
Other than the NBA.
When the NBA has a super dominant team, they always win.
Yeah, NBA is always
the most. The NFL is... pretty chalky, at least for the top seed.
NFL is
too.
Pretty paired.
I think NHL is probably the craziest, right?
Yes.
They
for sure.
I mean, like, the Lightning finally ended up winning a couple years, but they had the best team for like 5 years. Because
they were the top seed. They were the Braves every year.
And then
they
Boston
would lose.
Last year got butt fucked in the first round after being the best team all year.
Yeah, and even they set when the we won, for wins.
When we went 13-3, and I think we were a one seed with Nick Foles, people are still counting us out because obviously Wentz was out.
Yeah.
And we looked like ass at the end of the year.
Yeah. Now, there's a guy from San Francisco you forgot to mention.
Who's that?
Brock Purdy.
Oh, boy. I'm not doing it.
Do you know who leads the league in quarterback rating?
Brock Purdy.
Brock fucking Purdy leads the league in quarterback rating.
Mr. Irrelevant.
19 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Now he...
Brock Purdy's good.
Six, not 16.
Brock Purdy's good.
The difference for Purdy is amongst starting quarterbacks, he's one of the least sacked of all quarterbacks. Tua is actually the least sacked. So if you don't think...
we learned how to fall, didn't
If you don't think Miami figured that whole situation out real quick, they figured it out. And that's why they're
successful. Well, he did the jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu in the offseason.
Brock Purdy had 209 yards, a touchdown, and an interception.
And a win.
Brock Purdy does what he's asked to do.
Yeah.
You have the best defense, and you have the best running back in the nation.
Nobody's asking him to be 2012.
No,
Peyton
he completes
Manning.
70% of his passes. He's leading the league in passes per attempt.
You have the best coach in the NFL, I think.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
He can't win a Super Bowl.
Well, we'll see, right?
That guy?
We'll see. He'll find a way to spike himself.
He'll fucking... He fucked up, too. What are we expecting from him now?
I'll say
in the fourth quarter.
Andy Reid at this point's probably won, but Shanny's right there.
Yeah.
Well,
and Belichick's on his way out.
By the way, CJ Stroud is second place in all those statistical categories.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts. Watching the Texans, they got fucked in that game, by the way.
Yeah.
I watched it. I had money on that as well. They covered. It was great. But
I did like...
It was an awesome... They're fun to watch.
I did like Lawrence in that game. He looked better. Mm-hmm. He's getting better. I don't know. It's there's such a lack of consistency from that guy.
Yeah.
From a number one pick, you would think. I mean, I don't know. There's nothing to think.
All right. Can we talk about this though? Now that there's so many injuries, the AFC is not like that far ahead of the NFC.
Not anymore.
No. Well, it's not because
Burrow's out.
It's With because Burrow out, Burrow's out. Josh Allen
gonna be out.
Is a fucking loser.
Yep.
Rodgers
right?
out.
Rodgers is out. The Chargers have the worst coach in the history of the NFL.
Lamar doesn't have a tight end now.
Nope.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a tight end.
The Jaguars
Patriots
being like
terrible.
The one or two seed, that doesn't scare me at all.
They're the one seed
right
now.
No, the Chiefs
right
won because so the Chiefs are one.
Oh, okay,
but
gotcha.
You're getting back.
But like for that brief like 3 minute period, yeah, they were
but
the number one
3 minutes.
But you're getting backstopped by Denver now. Who,
oh, God.
They've won six games.
Are you
games
afraid
in a
of
row?
Anybody in the AFC except the Chiefs?
Like, no one.
No.
No one.
But they've Denver's won six in a row.
Man, the Chiefs are about to straight up just like crawl their way to
Walk
a Super
their
Bowl
way
with
Super
home
Bowl.
Field advantage yeah. and a sick defense. And then, yeah.
Minshew, by the way, is leading the charge there. The Colts are probably going to the playoffs.
Probably not because they're like the most 500 team I've ever seen.
6-5 for those guys.
Yeah, they'll end up. Like 9-8.
It depends on
the whole
schedule.
AFC is going to end up 9-8, except for the Chiefs. The Broncos are fucking miserable to watch. Browns were down to, I think, the fourth string. At one point, they were talking about bringing in, and I don't know if this was a joke on the telecast, Myles Garrett to be the emergency quarterback.
That'd be sick.
Or Ford.
Wildcat.
Is he just going to run?
Ford, that's what I was
I'll
like.
I'll watch that all day.
And I forgive me if
Why
I'm
don't they
off
do that?
On this one, but yeah. They said Ford and I think him, and I was like, that can't be right.
I'd watch that.
So would I. And
hell yeah.
They were close to it in that game. Homeboy got hit on a, I thought it was a clean hit. They called a 15-yard penalty on that, and he got knocked out, the kid from DTR from UCLA. But the rest of this, yeah, man, I mean, going through it, Chiefs won, covered, great. Bills are the Bills. Ravens didn't look great last night, but the Chargers have the worst coach ever. Ravens have a good defense.
Right now, the Bills are on the outside looking in, playoff-wise.
I got three teams.
The Texans are ahead of them. So the right now, this is what the AFC would look like. Ravens at one, because they're 9-3.
Uh-huh.
And we'll see if that holds, right? But they back into the season are usually pretty good. Chiefs at two, obviously they'll probably hold on to that, or one. Jacksonville, who the fuck knows? I think Miami is at four. They'll probably go after, or they'll probably pop past Jacksonville at some point. But then Steelers, Browns, Colts, Texans. So,
and the Bills have to play the Chiefs, the Cowboys, Chargers, Patriots, Dolphins.
Here are the teams that you would have expected to be in the playoffs that probably won't be. The Bills, the Bengals, and the Bengals injuries, whatever. But they weren't playing all that great the first half of the season, right? The Bills, the Bengals, the Chargers, I would have expected to be in the fucking playoffs. And the Jets, obviously. But once Aaron Rodgers went down, that was... Nobody really expected that to happen.
Dude, the Ravens have a brutal end of the season. You want to hear this? This is fucking bad. They play the Rams next week, whatever. I mean, they could lose that game, but whatever. At the Jags, at the Niners, Dolphins come to Baltimore, then the Steelers come to Baltimore.
I heard two soft-ass games right there. Jags and Dolphins. Bitch-ass teams.
Dolphins, I agree.
Dolphins are soft, yeah, but they can at
least put some points.
So. Somehow the Steelers are going to win that division, probably. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Win that game,
yeah,
at least.
You know why? Yeah. Because they got the fucking best defense in the NFL, right?
And Tomlin's a really good coach. Yeah. I should give him credit.
It's all Tomlin.
But they're
at
this point. They're all fighting now. Do you hear this?
Yep.
Hightower wasn't involved, or Highsmith, rather, but all the other stars in the defense were fucking fighting each other and shit. Why? You're winning games. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Because they don't have an offense.
Who did...
Go fight Kenny Pickett then.
Yeah. Who's their OC now?
Go stretch his hands out somehow.
Canada got fired. Who's their OC now?
I think Tomlin was his play calling.
I saw Dorsey got fired, obviously, last week for the Bills, and Joe Brady came in.
Yep. I don't know.
Matt Wright got...
But if I'm looking at the NFL...
Eddie Faulkner.
Oh, love Big Falk.
Okay.
Go Falk yourself. But for me personally, I've only got four teams with a legitimate shot to win the Super Bowl in the entire NFL right now. Eagles, Cowboys, Chiefs, 49ers.
Oh, you're going to acknowledge the Cowboys can.
Because they can come out of, if they can have some offensive display.
I thought you just said Cowboys.
You sound like
they could go to the Super Bowl.
You sound like a Cowboys fan right now. Because guess what happened? No, I know you're not, but guess what happened again? This is what I said weeks ago. Against mediocre, they'll have these weeks. They'll have these like magical fucking weeks.
I'm with you.
Where it's like, how can this team can do no wrong? Like Dak Prescott slinging it, the defense, Micah Parsons, and then...
But then you realize it's Mike McCarthy.
Mark McCarthy's the coach.
Look, the NFC championship is going to be 49ers-Eagles. The Cowboys will not make it.
Cowboys might make it.
No.
Over who?
They could beat. I think they can beat us. They can't beat the Niners. I will acknowledge, though, that they know us.
You guys are going to beat them two or three times this year.
They're going to beat us.
There's a game in 2 weeks.
No. They're going to beat us in Dallas.
I'll take that action.
It's the Sunday night game, too, by the way.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to get fucking butt-fucked.
Yeah.
No. Anytime it matters, they suck.
We're going to lose another game. It's going to be either... We're probably going to lose
It doesn't matter if you lose another game. You're the one seed.
And we're going to lose to Dallas. I think we're going to go
14-3.
Game
of the season with none of your starters on the field.
Yeah.
Wait, you say you're going to lose to the Niners?
We're going to lose to the Niners this week.
What's the Niners record? Don't they only have three losses?
Yeah, we have one loss. So we need to...
Is it at the Niners?
If you lose, if you lose to the Niners, then you can't lose it.
Is it at San Francisco or in Philadelphia?
I think it's in San Francisco.
Okay.
No, it's in Philly. Yeah.
It's in Philly.
I still don't have any confidence.
Then at Dallas on December 10th, are you going to go to that game?
No, because I've done that before. I've done the drive up to Dallas, go to the Eagles game, and then drive back.
Yeah. Just get a hotel. There's a Lowe's hotel right there.
It's a Sunday night game. I don't want to drive here on a Monday morning.
No, it's miserable. I did it. I did it 3 weeks ago. It was not great.
I'm also
gonna
leave that kind of money.
I'm with you.
You get some Whataburger breakfast, a coffee, just have a nice little drive.
Sure, but then when you go to Jerry World too, you don't even watch the game on the field. You watch the fucking.
You're just
screen.
A fair weather fan, is all.
That's not true.
No, I agree.
You watch the game on TV.
I hate the drive to Dallas.
The TV is like I'm either going to watch the game on TV at my house or I'm going to watch the game at Cowboys Stadium on the TV above the field.
Your last three games are Giants, Cardinals, Giants.
Giants, Cardinals, Giants. Holy shit.
Yeah, and then at Seahawks is the one before that. That's probably
so
win.
You just got to stay clean on the Niners.
Yeah, you just have to win.
Yeah, we just went through our hardest stretch. We just played the Dolphins, the Chiefs, the Bills.
Yeah, and you beat all of them. You don't have the confidence to say you're going to beat the fucking Cowboys.
Because we always split with the Cowboys. No. We always split with the
Cowboys. We're not doing that this year.
No, we're not doing that this year. Probably the only four teams I got.
You'll probably lose to the 49ers this week, but I think you'll beat the Cowboys and then win out.
I'm terrified of the Niners.
Yeah, look, that's going to tell a lot about
that defense is fucking
what this is actually going to be in the NFC. It's the two best teams. It's not close. I don't have anybody else there in that championship game.
I think Dallas could make it.
I don't think Dallas is.
By the way, the NFC right now, if the season ended today, Philly obviously won, 49ers two. Then you got Detroit at three. And guess
awful.
Who's
Detroit
guess,
stinks.
Guess who's number four?
But you know who's I would
who's
take?
Four? Guess who's four?
You know, Atlanta Falcons? Yeah.
Yes.
Fly.
I would take the Falcons over the fucking Lions at this point.
I would too.
The Falcons are going to win the shittiest division in the history of football.
I'm so mad at the fucking Lions right now.
Mad at the Falcons. If we had a quarterback, Bijan Robinson, if we had a quarterback and a coach,
cost so much money on Thanksgiving.
The funny thing is you're not going to get a fucking quarterback in the draft because you're going to finish as a division winner.
I know.
It's stupid.
Unless we trade for Fields, that's the only option.
Falcons 4, Cowboys 5, which would make that the matchup.
There's like 10 quarterbacks that are going to go in the first four rounds.
All right, there's one other team you didn't mention.
Vikings.
So, for what?
Gross. They're on tonight. We'll get to that in a second.
There's one other team I think could win the Super Bowl just based on defense, like points allowed or whatever, and that's the Ravens.
Potentially.
They keep winning games where their offense sucks, which is a good sign for a defensive team.
Their defense is really good.
Because they've also got a little bit of offensive pop. If it lines up for them, if the matchup's good, they can fucking throw up 30
Their offense
or 40
doesn't
points.
Suck. They're just playing against two of the best defenses four times a year, which is the Steelers and the Browns.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And they did say Andrews did have a shot to come back for the playoffs. So
yeah, I would take a flyer on the fucking Baltimore Ravens.
But those are the only four teams that have allowed less than 200 points so far this season, and then the Eagles, who are full of defensive talent, and the Eagles haven't let up that many points either. But
bend but don't break.
Exactly.
Yeah, the last three in the NFC is Vikings, Seahawks, Packers. They're not beating anybody in the playoffs.
No. Maybe the Seahawks jump up and bite like Dallas. Actually, but
I think another fumble on a snap.
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, Frank Reich got fired by the Panthers after 11 games in.
I don't know. That must have been. I wanted to talk about that. That must have been a personality issue and not a because nobody expected them to be good.
I thought he also wanted to draft CJ Stroud over
because he just got fired last year.
He did. And that was the bickering that they had was over the draft pick. And I think to your point, I think it was a personality issue. And he must have bitched about it enough. I'm going to be real, though, man. I watched some Panthers fucking games. The one yesterday. I don't think it's him.
It's not good.
It's not. The offensive line is terrible. None of the receivers are open. I mean, he has nowhere to fucking go.
They had a decent defense last year. That doesn't exist.
That doesn't exist.
You mean it's not Bryce Young?
I don't think it's Bryce Young.
Oh, well, who knows?
It's for sure Bryce Young. He's too small. He sucks.
I get him out. Watch the coverage and there's no one open.
His parents wore Alabama gear yesterday.
They should have.
They did.
They should for the rest of the kid's career because the Panthers will never be good. And you can't just keep firing coaches here year after year. How long was Rule there? 1 year?
I'd be okay with getting rid of the Carolina Panthers as a franchise. Like both of them.
Contract them.
Get rid of them.
Carolina Panthers are the most, them and the Titans are the most just like fake ass teams. Like send them to real places. First off.
I agree with the Titans, by the way, too.
Yeah. Send them to real places. It's an obscenity that there's even that many NFL teams in SEC country because they're just not ever going to love you the way they
Nashville,
love.
Titans I think should stay in Nashville. Charlotte, I don't know. They've never had a good football team, basketball team, anything.
Charlotte their soccer team sucks.
Yeah.
So the guy, the owner of the Panthers owns both of those teams. And since he's taken over ownership, they've been the two worst performing teams in their respective leagues. Now, that's not a good sign.
Well, he keeps dipping his dick in here trying to make calls. He wanted Bryce Young over Stroud.
Yeah. Well, Wright was... He got fired last year, too. He's the first coach in NFL history to be fired in the first season of his tenure 2 years in a row.
I don't know why they keep hiring him.
Maybe he's a dick, right? Or maybe it's like, I don't know. How do you get to that position? It's like, hey, look, I want you to get CJ Stroud, and then you're fucking 11 games in now, and you're like,
they also
did I told you to fucking do this.
They also fired Deuce Staley. Hate to see my guy without a job.
No way, dude. Philly's got to hire him. Why wouldn't Philly hire him?
I haven't heard that.
Well, he was a running back coach for like a decade.
I know. Yeah. Bring him back, dude.
Bring him back.
Let's get to tonight's game here. Bears against the Vikings.
No, thanks.
This is Vikings -3 tonight.
Well, pass.
Bears money line. It's the Vikings organization will find a way to fuck this up. They're in the playoffs right now. They got to work their way out of that shit.
Yeah,
and you can't do that unless you lose this game.
Yeah, but you have a rocket scientist at quarterback. I'm going to go with the Vikings, Josh Dobbs.
Do you think Josh Dobbs was like respects physics so much that he willed his alopecia mm-hmm. into existence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or it was like Dr. Manhattan, where he got shocked in some machine.
I think so, yeah. And I think, do you think his parents are more disappointed that he became an NFL quarterback than like a useful person
in
society?
Wait, how has he not gone to a Halloween party as Dr. Manhattan, hanging dong and
blue
all?
Blue face, though, right? Is that even legal? I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
He's light-skinned enough just to put on some Blue Man Group paint, like to blow himself, right? I accidentally blew myself.
Real quick here, though, there's a weird stat about tonight's game. So NFL favorites need Vikings to cover for the most historic winning week in NFL history here. Favorites have covered the spread in 12 of 15 games.
Bad week for Vegas, I assume, if that's the case.
Sure was.
I'll take Bears +3 then, because history doesn't really happen very often. That's why they call it history.
It doesn't. I'm going to take the Bears as well.
Wait, am I fading history?
Watch out for that. Yeah, you're fading history. Watch out for that over here. What is that over here? 43.5? Man, I'm gonna tease this up both ways.
That's a guy that needs to go, though. Get rid of the fucking coach of the Bears. Bring in Harbaugh already. Let's go.
That's what everybody wants to see.
Let's do it.
Well, look, I think we're 5 weeks away from that happening.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be out anyways.
He might be in Vegas, too.
Michigan has the answer, I think.
No, Harbaugh's a psycho. He wants to be freezing in the bitter cold.
He doesn't want to be in Vegas. He's not a Vegas guy.
No. Can you imagine that would be the most wasted city on a human being of all time?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, he's just walking around in his fucking khakis. Like, oh, are people gambling around here?
He's like leaning into being old now, too.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The older he gets, the older he looks.
Maybe he'll just be down at the slot machine.
He is a Vegas person in terms of, like, gotta assume he loves a buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And
a slot machine.
Slot machine, yeah, 100%.
But there's not enough Midwestern, like, Walmarts and all that shit in Vegas. I think he goes to the Bears.
Yeah.
I think this is a done deal. And I think if you're Michigan, you have your coach, so fuck it. Let him go. That guy's a cancer anyways. A bunch of weird statements, too, after that win. Like, I never left, man. They were like, hey, how'd you feel about being suspended? I never left.
Well, he never left.
He also said the hatred between Ohio State and Michigan is manufactured by the media.
He's a practice. He's still doing all the press conferences. He's still a practice.
Also,
he just doesn't go to the game.
He's
doesn't coach the game.
Speaking of being
six times this year.
Who's to say he's not? They broke the rules already. Maybe he's got a little earpiece.
How does that work? Are you allowed to call in?
I don't know.
Michigan was three for three on fourth.
Yeah, maybe
downs.
On those tablets.
I mean, dude, there are plenty of stories in the MLB.
You on Zoom? Yeah.
And the MLB managers will just fucking shout up from the tunnel and shit and be like, do this. Also, by the way, I wanted to note that Harbaugh, to your cancer comment, noted flip-flopper.
On cancer?
No, but he is a cancer because of flip-flopping.
Oh, I see.
Recently retracted his chicken stance.
Oh, he's pro-chicken now.
He said that he owns some chickens now, and he's watched them in the wild, and that they're mean. And that
they are mean. I guess he didn't realize that chicken. He thought chickens would panic. They're a creature that panics too much, so he would not let his quarterback eat chicken.
Yeah. I mean, look,
that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That was the last thing I wrote at TFM before I got fired.
Canelo eats chicken. Now, granted, it's hormonal chicken, right? That makes him piss hot, if you believe that story.
I do not.
He does a pretty good job at fighting.
He's fine. But I mean, look, Harbaugh, the worst thing about Harbaugh leaving college is that he won't be able to sleep with high school boys anymore.
Yeah, you can't have sleepovers with a high school kicker.
Yeah.
That's all it is, right?
Speaking of high schoolers, Josh Giddey, am I right, guys?
Man.
Are you working on
another
top five?
One, dude. Another one. Another one. Like, how are you a professional athlete dating somebody underage?
To be fair.
This is the second one we've had now.
To be fair, he is also kind of a child.
He's 23?
21.
Okay.
And this didn't happen yesterday, right?
I think it happened last year or 2 years ago. So he was like 19, 20. Girls, I believe 15, so that's tough. But I guess he met her at a club. Oh, and like, is it
where?
On,
what country?
I think in L.A.
Okay.
I think in California. I haven't really dug into the story yet, so I'm just kind of firing from the hip, and that's
the best way to do it on a
with statutory
like this.
Rape allegations. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Feel it out.
It just seems different. People are comparing him to like Karl Malone. Karl Malone impregnated like a 13-year-old girl when he's like 40.
Oh boy, is that true?
I think it's wildly different.
Yes.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
And if you're at the club, you just kind of assume everyone there is 18 or 21.
Yeah, so some new video has come out of him at the club with this particular woman.
Really?
Yes.
And she does not
which is where he said he met her.
Okay.
So it's like, it feels like you probably got away with it, buddy. Congratulations, I guess.
Holy shit. Oh, you saw the video? Did she not?
Yeah, it's on fucking Daily Mail.
Like she's in college.
All right. Weird story here to end it, by the way. There's a bunch of people that are leaving Dion in Colorado. A bunch
decommits
of commits
left and right.
Why? Is he leaving? Like, is there a rumor of him leaving or something?
He might be leaving the commit. One commit straight up said, I don't know if Dion's going
to
be there.
There you go. If Dion goes to Ohio State, you getting rid of Ryan Day?
There was a thread that I was on that said that. No, I think Dion's final end game or end goal is Florida State at the end of the day. So, like, I wouldn't trust that.
Norvell's not going anywhere.
Well, give it 2 or 3 years. And I think Dion is just kind of getting used to what it's like coaching in a P5 for 2 or 3 years.
I would argue Norvell right now is a top 5 coach in college football.
I'd agree with that. People don't realize how, I mean, like, he took over a rough situation.
Jimbo destroyed that program.
Yeah.
Destroyed it, left it empty.
Now, there's someone between him and Jimbo, right? Taggart?
Yeah.
But still, like, it was not good.
Yeah, Willie Taggart had no chance.
I think the other dark horse to keep an eye on is the Atlanta Falcons.
That would make more sense.
They love fucking Dion. He's from there. He lives there, everything else.
How are you going to get rid of your guy, Arthur?
Fire him tomorrow.
If he's making the playoffs.
Fire him tomorrow and put Dion in. So maybe there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know, but I mean, they're losing everybody commit-wise here in the last 2 days, and it's very odd. Love to see him on the Falcons. Come home. I'm fine with that. That'd be great. But we'll see.
DM will never be an NFL coach.
I don't know.
I kind of think he likes the power he has over kids.
You can't be talking that kind of shit to grown adults.
You're not going to sit 80 NFL guys and give them a life lesson in a fucking auditorium. That's what he wants to preach. Remember what happened after he fucking left CBS? He became a fucking preacher.
Very good preacher.
Wearing his fucking flashy suit. He was like a televangelist for a couple of years. Remember that?
That's great.
But, you know, he'll get another year at Colorado. They're going to be Big 12 Dion, Big 12 Colorado.
Yeah.
They'll do much better next year.
Fuck yeah, because you're not playing anybody. So, yeah. But watch out for that. I think I'd give him one more year. I think when Shador graduates, then he makes his decision and he's out of
it. Well, and also, like, Shador has a spinal fracture right now.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why he's not playing. So if they're, and hopefully he comes back and can play again. But if he's not going to be playing again next year for some reason and they know that, then Dion might fucking fuck off and go somewhere else. I know the main reason people say he's not going to leave is because his kid's still there. I know his other one's still there as well, but Shador is the favorite. Let's be real about that, right? He's the best one, right?
I think he has a literal ranking board.
He certainly does.
And it changes weekly.
Oh, yeah.
It's a magnet on the fridge.
It's like the CFP. He does it every Tuesday night. He sits the kids down and he goes, here's where you're at.
No, he doesn't tell them. He just puts it on the board and they can come home. When they get home from school, they find out.
Oh, I like that even better.
I mean, you got to think. The vagueness is better, too, because at one point, you know, the other one, I don't even know his name, probably because Dion doesn't want me to know his name. And, you know, like at one point, he's going to get so anxious about it. He's going to be like, should I donate my own toes to
I'm
my
actually
father.
Surprised he didn't do the George Foreman thing where he just named all his kids
Dion,
George.
Dion, DeAndre, if it's a lady.
Yeah, I will say, though, way too early predictions. What is going to be the biggest college football job opening next year? So that Dion would potentially be a candidate for and jump. Florida? Would he go to Florida?
No,
that's I don't if think he'd go Florida. To Florida. Doesn't have a good.
I think Napier is probably gone because I don't think Florida's going to be good next year.
Ah, that's crazy. They need to be more patient. But that is.
But Mullen they're not.
I know.
Patient
Mullen
people.
Left that cupboard about as bad as Jimbo left it at Florida State.
Alabama,
because Saban dies.
No, because he's going to retire soon. He's got to. He's done.
I don't think he is.
He doesn't
You quit, you die.
He's not the same level anymore.
It's like Joe Paterno. As soon as he stopped coaching football, he died.
Even today's show, this is flip-flop with news. I called you because, you know, Delco produced the show. I said, hey, dude, we got to flip-flop this. Even 5 days off for me, I feel like I've fucking died.
Even the machinery, right? Like, it didn't work.
After 5 days. So, like, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Saban retires anytime soon.
Penn State, Texas.
Franklin just got an extension.
Yeah, Franklin's not going anywhere.
They owe him a lot.
Did he
money.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
Like last year, I think.
Notre Dame, maybe. That coach
I
is
see Notre
fucking
Dame.
Terrible.
Yeah. Marcus Freeman?
Do you think
made the biggest mistakes that I've ever seen a coach at a blue blood university.
But he's so hot.
I just can't imagine Notre Dame hiring a personality like Dion. They usually go pretty boring.
Marcus,
I
don't know, he's pretty charismatic.
Dion's pretty family fucking friendly.
Very Christian.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Very Christian.
You're right.
I mean, I don't know about
how many kids does he have? Because Freeman has, I think, six, so that's very good for the Catholics.
Freeman fucks like a Catholic for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
They sent the video to all the churches.
But there's no way Dion's not going to fucking Notre Dame.
No, I could see an Oregon for Nike, but they've got their coach. I mean, and there's no reason for him to leave. So,
here's another fucking great one that could open up in the next year or two. And I mean this sincerely.
Missouri.
USC.
Oh.
Nah.
Man, you can't keep Lincoln Riley around if he farts out another even 9-win season. This season was so catastrophic that...
You might be right. Look, they spent so much fucking money on him, though, man. It would be wild if that happened.
But they're not even getting votes for top 25.
They shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't.
They're not getting votes. It's been a minute.
Also, Rob, when does Drink cash in his chips and get rid of Mizzou?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Maybe he makes the playoff next year, then moves.
Gotta hop. Gotta get the better opportunity.
It's gonna be a sad day.
Yeah, man. And again, back to this ESPN shit here. They're saying Knicks versus Penix again for Heisman. It's just like, I get there's an extra game, but unless somebody throws 13 more fucking touchdowns, like this was. I guess Daniels did was amazing.
Arkansas will be open next year.
Oh yeah,
I'm surprised they brought back.
That was insane.
Yeah. It's who knows, but we'll see. Keep an eye on the Falcons though. Arthur Smith is fucking gone after this year.
Take his rifle spot as the head of FedEx.
I would love it. More than life.
BT Bates says USC is poor. They can't afford to let him go. I don't think that's true.
I think
USC is a private school that
they might be cash poor though with the athletic program. Like Arizona this year too.
They backed up the truck and paid homeboy so much money. You know,
they might have to ride out his contract.
Arizona though just had it's a weird unreported story that like their athletic program just like lost. $280 million or something.
Like,
stupid.
Not lost, like, bad business, like, misplaced.
They just misplaced $280 million or something.
What school was that?
Arizona.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I'm surprised. If Jed Fish stays, I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
Because he's an awesome coach, and he turned Arizona around, and he should be, like, the top candidate. I think he'll probably go to Florida next year.
I can see that.
Yeah, dude.
Florida grad.
That'd be a good fit.
But fuck, man, we'll see. I'm looking at all these. I mean, there's just so much fucking going on here. It's tons of shit to bet. And look, the Bears Vikings game tonight is going to be. I'm gonna chase here. I'm gonna go for
sit this one out.
Nope. I'm gonna do my specialty teaser, dude. On a Monday night, I'm gonna take the Bears at +10. I'm gonna jack that under down to 37.
Let's double go. Down. Lost all the money you lost on Ohio State. Put it on that teaser.
On this? No, not in this game.
I need you to be desperate.
I always get desperate at the end, right? So Super Bowl is a 5K bet every year. It's a max bet. Ohio State's a max bet. That's where I'll get desperate, but it's coming up close. We're here.
Max
we're
bet the
right
Hero
now.
World Challenge this week. Tiger Woods is playing.
Is he really? Let's go.
There's only like 20 guys in the field.
Let's do it. I'm all in on Tiger then. 5K. Is he really playing?
Yeah.
I did not. That's funny. I'll turn it on. Is it going to be on?
It'll be on, yeah, because Tiger's on it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. Bet with us or against us at mybookie.com tonight. Good luck. Good luck, kids. It was a crazy weekend. It's going to be another crazy weekend coming up. We will still have the college football prediction show this week, along with the NFL as well. So stick with us. Rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. On iTunes, Spotify, it's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Subscribe to Drinking Bros podcast on Patreon. We'll be live there in about 10 minutes for fake news this afternoon. We appreciate you joining us. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.